Shalom Aleichem for Parshas Vezos Abracha. We have two Divrei Torah. Fundamentally, the majority of the Parsha is focused on Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life, giving brachas, shevet to shevet, tribe by tribe. And as we see in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Vav, Yechiru Uvein, and then right afterward is Pasuk Zayin says, Vezos Li Yehuda. So Reuven is right before Yehuda, then next to each other. So Rashi addresses this question, why are they right next to each other? So he says as follows, Mi garam li Reuven shiyoda Yehuda. The two of them had something in common, something very in common, that each of them admitted when they did a fault. Each of them admitted when they sinned. And in fact, says Rashi, based on the Chazal, that who caused Reuven to bring his admission, to admit he did something wrong? That was Yehuda. So comes Reuven, then Yehuda, and Yehuda was the one who indeed inspired or taught Reuven how to make a proper admission. So that's the background, and now we are going to try to unpack what is going on here, because in fact, the Admor from Gur points out something interesting, that it wasn't apparently Yehuda who inspired Reuven to admit doing wrong, because Reuven's admission happened before Yehuda's admission. So why are we saying here that Yehuda was the one who taught, who inspired Reuven to do tshuva, to admit having done a sin, when in fact Reuven apparently did so before Yehuda even committed his sin? So let's go through, we're going to go through a number of psukim and a number of places in Sefer Bereishis. So we're going to start out in Parshas Vayishlach. We are in Perek Lamed Hei. And what happened there is that Rachel Imenu passed away. Binyamin was born, Rachel Imenu passes away. And the psukim say, we're in Pasuk Chaf Beis, and it came to pass while Israel dwelt in that land that Reuven went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard about it. So that is Reuven's chait. There's different mefarshim what exactly happened there with Reuven lying with Bilhah, but be that as it may, a sin occurred. So this is Reuven committing a sin early on, and then we're moving forward here to Parshas Vayeshev, which is Perek Lamed Zayin, and we're in Pasuk Chaf Tes. What's going on here is Yosef was sold. And in that context, it says that Reuven, who had been there initially, but Reuven was not there when Yosef was actually sold. It says, Vayashav Reuven al Abor. Reuven came back, and Yosef had been put into the pit, and that was the plan to save him. Reuven wanted to save Yosef, but he comes back. He was somewhere else, and he sees Vihine ain Yosef Babor, but Yosef is not in the boar, he's not in the pit, Vaikras Begadav, and he tears his clothing. So Reuven wasn't there. So Rashi comments, gives two comments. Number one possibility is, where was Reuven? That was his day to go back and take care of his father, to take care of Yaakov. So he was on his turanut, it was his rotation. So he wasn't there at the time when the other brothers decided to sell Yosef. Davar Acher, but he gives a second explanation. This is the one that is critical for us. Asukaya besako v'taniso. It was at that time Reuven wasn't around because he was involved in wearing his sackcloth and fasting because of the sin that he committed in lying with Bila. So here we have that we went through Parshas Vayishlach. We saw the sin that Reuven committed, and here we have that Reuven did tshuva on his sin, and the tshuva included forms of avelus, of tshuva. He's wearing a sackcloth, he's fasting. That is apparently a real tshuva that Reuven did, and only thereafterward do we have the incident with Yehuda. That was all relating to Reuven. And now we're getting to Yehuda, and what was the sin of Yehuda? That is when Yehuda, he consorted together with his daughter-in-law. His daughter-in-law had been married to son number one, who passed away, son number two of Reuven, who passed away, and Reuven didn't want to give the third son, and he said, you just sit by your father's house until son number three is ready, and that never happened. And then Tamar heard that Yehuda was approaching. She sat at the crossroads and disguised herself, and he went in and consorted with her, and she became pregnant, and he found out, and Hotziova Sisarev, she has to be punished for this, she has to be put to death. And it was Tamar who quietly didn't make the announcement that the Yehuda was the father. but she sent his signet and his wrap, etc., to show that it was him. And then, and only then, Reuven admits, Sadka Mimeni, she is correct, I admit it, this child is from me. And now we have Reuven, we have Yehuda, who is admitting to his bad, and we have the tshuva of Yehuda. So the question, to come back to our question, we have a Rashi that's telling us, and it's a Chazal that's telling us who inspired Reuven to do tshuva, to admit his mistake, to admit his sin. It was Yehuda, but we see now from going through these three different incidents that in fact it looks like Reuven indeed did his tshuva through the sackcloth and through his tainus before Yehuda even committed his sin, not to talk about his omission of the sin. So the Admor Migur answers it as follows. True, Reuven admitted his mistake. And we see he went through a tshuva process, but what Reuven learned from Yehuda was what is true tshuva. Reuven, what we saw was he felt that physical pain when you hurt yourself, when you fast. Physical manifestations of having made a mistake and an omission, that was Reuven's concept of tshuva. That's what he saw in Rashi. Asu kaya besako v'taniso. Why was he away when Yosef was sold? Because he was involved in his sackcloth, he was involved in his tainus. That was Reuven's concept of tshuva. However, what he learned from Yehuda is that the real key, the fundamental concept of tshuva, is not external and physical manifestations of having made a mistake, but rather hoda'ah. That's what Yehuda is, supplication, submission, hachna'ah. It's internal. It's internally feeling terrible, feeling broken, feeling we've made a tremendous mistake. It's not the external. That's not the key. That helps also. But what the key is, admission and feeling guilt, having charata and deciding that one is not going to go back to doing those deeds. And in fact, the Gemara in Taina says as follows, lo sak v'tainis gormim, it's not the sackcloth and the fasting that brings on ela tshuva umasim tovim. What brings on true tshuva is tshuva, repentance, and maisim tovim, good deeds. And indeed, that is the response. That what caused the question here, getting back to our issue, is mi garam l'Reuven shiyoda Yehuda, who caused Reuven to really be molded, to be machnia, to supplicate himself and feel the internal form of tshuva? That was Yehuda, because Reuven's formulation of tshuva was more physical, was more external. And only now, later on, when Yehuda, that he made his mistake with Tamar, or his aveir with Tamar, I wouldn't call it a mistake, but his sin with Tamar, only then, when Reuven witnessed how Yehuda did his omission, his supplication, his tshuva, that is when Reuven learned that that is the true formulation and conception of what tshuva really is. We are now moving on to Dvar Torah number 2, the famous pasuk, when it comes to the two shvatim of Zvulun and Yisachar, Yisachar Zvulun. So as is known, there's the partnership between Yisachar and Zvulun. Zvulun was the one who went out and worked, and Yisachar was the one who learned and didn't work, and it was Zvulun, the earner, who supported the learner who stayed learning. And they split the schar. They split the schar of the learning together. They split both. They split the earnings. They split the schar. That was the partnership between the two. And now we're on Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches. It says, Smach Zvulun Betzeisecha. Zvulun, you're the earner. You're the one who has to earn a parnasa. You're going to be happy when you're going out. And Yisachar, you're going to be happy in your tent. So what is going on here, that the simcha that is felt by Zvulun is when he goes out? Where is he going out to? And the simcha of Yisachar is when he is in the ohel. So in fact, there are different explanations of this pasuk, and some of them are dramatically different. But we'll give one that the Kanfei Nesharim says, and others say this explanation as well, that Yisachar and Zvulun, as we mentioned, they divide up their chalakim in this world and the world to come. So in this world, it's Zvulun, the earner, who's dividing part or half. Discussion in the postgame, how much support has to be given from Zvulun to Yisachar. But in this world, that's that division. And in the world to come, Zevulun is receiving. He's the recipient because Yisachar is dividing with him the schar of his learning. And it goes as follows. Smach Zevulun Beitzeisecha. Zevulun is working hard. He has responsibilities. He's responsible not only for supporting himself, but his own family, his children. But not only that, he has taken on double the responsibility of supporting Yisachar and Yisachar's family. So in this world, Zevulun is working hard. He has a lot of stress. It's not easy earning a parnasa, not only for yourself, but for others as well. And he's made that commitment. So it's a difficult life for Zevulun. However, smach Zevulun b'tzeisecha, when are you going to feel that you accomplished a tremendous thing in this in your life? When you cast away Zevulun, and you see in the world to come that you have tremendous schar from the learning that Yisachar did, that's when you're going to have tremendous simcha. So you're investing in this world. You're investing a tremendous amount and tremendous effort in order to bring in the funds necessary to support yourself, your family, and also Yisachar and his family, but you'll have tremendous simcha from that when? Betzeisecha, when you leave this world. On the other hand, Yisachar, he doesn't have the stress of a parnasa. He's sitting, he's learning, he's loving life. What could be better than sitting and learning Torah without the stress of finances? So where is the simcha of Yisachar b'ohalecha? As he sits in his ohel, as he sits in the base medrash, that is where Yisachar is having tremendous, tremendous simcha. However, when it comes to the reverse is when Yisachar in the world to come, he's not going to be as sameach there. He's not going to be as happy when it comes to the world to come because he's going to see that he gave away some of the schar of his learning. So it goes as follows. This is how we read the pasuk: Smach Zevulun Beitzeisecha. The simcha Zevulun is going to only be when he leaves this world, when he sees that he accomplished tremendous things by earning a living because he supported Yisachar and he got the schar for that, which he's going to see Beitzeisecha when he leaves this world. Yisachar Be'olecha, on the other hand, the simcha of Yisachar is going to be in this world because he's learning Torah, he's doing he's being an Oved Hashem, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. That's his tafkid, is learning and focusing, spending all of his times in Ruchnias. His simcha is going to be here, but not so in the world to come when he sees he gave away schar in this world. Now, just to mention, this is not so kashut that Yisachar is giving away schar when he enters into Shutzvas Yisachar Zevulun. And the Mefarshim discuss this, and some are of the view that he does, indeed, as we discuss right now, that he gives away schar. On the other hand, there are many Mefarshim who are of the view that it's not that it's like a pizza pie, lahavdil, and Yisachar is giving away four of the slices and keeping four. It's in fact that he keeps the entire pie and HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates another pie. So it's not that anything is being taken away from Yisachar because he entered into the partnership with Zevulun, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doubling the schar. So he's keeping his own schar for Yisachar, and the second doubling of it, the equal portion, is being given to Zevulun by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's those Mefarshim explain. That's why the name of Yisachar, it's two sins there. Yisachar, based on schar, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doubling. That's a sin. Yisachar, Kadosh Baruch Hu is doubling the schar. One portion of it is being kept by Yisachar, and the other portion of it is being transferred over to Zevulun, who worked so hard during his life in order to support his brother, who is learning Torah. Have a wonderful day.